Yeah, this clears up the uncertainty. And like any business or any sporting organisation, you do need a roadmap. So this funding now will ensure that a proper redesign of the existing infrastructure at the new location will go ahead. And I would like just to acknowledge the club for their endeavours. They've been working hard. They've been working closely with the department, and they've also been working in conjunction with the FAI as well. I know John Delaney is involved in pursuing this as well. So it's important. It's important for the future of the club. The club is doing very, very well on the field at the moment, both the senior and at the youth academy level. And I think now this gives the certainty they needed to drive forward and to ensure now we have a roadmap to draw down capital funding in the future to finish this project.
Obviously, it's very early days at this stage, but when would we envisage the stadium to be complete?
Well, I suppose we're looking at the situation now where there has been an investment of over 800,000 in the new project already. So what I would envisage now that the design team, once appointed now, will start the redesign of the existing infrastructure. And as soon as we get into the new capital allocation announcement through the sports capital, which will be announced in a few weeks' time, we'll be in a better position then just to map out a roadmap for the drawing down of capital funding.